Well, depends for late. Was up there, they always pride themselves as being a championship team, and fairness to them, they always back that up. And you'd have to think their experience going to that semi final will stand to them now. When you've Neil Gallagher fully fit and Michael Murphy going well full forward, they're always a dangerous team. And Glenfully, they always do prepare themselves for the championship, and they don't put too much emphasis into the league leg. So I think any team goes out and scores 220 in a championship game, you have to give them respect. And obviously now Mallins, they got to the semi final there 2 or 3 years ago, I think, and they would have had high hopes of getting through against Killybegs that time. So I think this year they know that's not going to come around too often, so they're going to give it their all against Glenfully on Sunday.
Yeah, a lot of the players will be hurt from that occasion a couple of years ago, but it's certainly going to suit Terence Culhoun's side being underdogs going into the semi-final.
Oh, definitely. Mallon are always a dangerous side, and you have to give them respect. But Michael Cannon and Gary McDade, I'm sure, will have Glenfully well prepared, and it's going to be an interesting game. But you have to think that Glenfully's experience will stand to them on Sunday.
Niamh Conlon against Kilcare, it's a repeat of last year's four encounter, and of course these two sides know each other very well. We're expecting a tight game, but in your head, Colm, is it more clear as to who's going to come out of this one?
No, it's one game, it's a game everyone's talking about, it's the first one, the minute the draw was made last Sunday, and it's going to be an interesting battle. There's no doubt about it that they're the two foreign teams in Donegal this last 12 months, or even 24 months if you go back to last year as well. So it's going to be an interesting fixture, and they're two fine teams with a wealth of talent the whole way through, and even on the bench, like. So it's going to be an interesting one. I suppose you look at the two forward lines, they've been up massive scores in every game they've played, and it's probably going to be a case of which defence can cope best with the others. Forward line will probably come out on top.
St Junans didn't really punish Niamh Connell up top last week. Rory Cavanagh played a forward role. He could have got a couple of goals and should have had a handful more points. Is that an area that Glenties are going to have to improve on, do you feel?
Well, definitely. If you look at Kilcare's scores, like, I think when they played St Michael's, we played ourselves there, they scored 3-15 and they scored 24 points, was it, against Killybegs, and then 19 against a very defensive team last weekend in Kilcare. So there's no doubt about it that if the forwards to do the damage, and if they get them chances like Union's got last week, they will put up a big score against Glenties. But Glenties have a lot of experience at that stage of the competition, and the county champions, and you know, deserve a county champion. So you know, they'll have their homework done in Kilcare too, and they'll feel they'll get their matchups right, and they'll try and curtail that Kilcare forward line. And if they do now, their experience will stand to them, but there's going to be a lot of hunger in Kilcare. I know they're doing a lot of work down there this year to try and get over the line to win that championship. And you know, it's only a matter of time, I think, before they do, whether it be this year or next. But it's going to be an interesting game now.